down in the garage. Lars heard the firing. He sprinted up toward the plateau. Then he heard the assault rifle's sharper bark racketing against the compound. Instantly, he knew that Johnny was not dead. No Brigantes had assault rifles. This intermediate ammunition, halfway between a pistol and a rifle, was far more accurate than a Thompson. He knew. He had tried to get some, and he could not. He halted. There was another prolonged burst from the assault rifle. The heavier staccato thud of the submachine guns had dwindled. Lars suddenly hit upon a better course of action for himself. He scuttled backward into the garage. He sprinted into its depths. He found an old wrecked car, and he crawled under the heaps of damaged body plates stripped from it. A far-off hammer of the assault rifle again. He burrowed deeper, sobbing with terror. Johnny raced over to the side to get a view behind the boulder, still trying to nail the mercenary who had shot Bitty. A group of Brigantes sprinted into sight on the other side of the compound, firing submachine guns as they came. Johnny braced himself on a rock, fired over its top, and riddled them. Turl, in his cage, had dropped down below the parapet that held the upright bars, lying flat to be out of the path of bullets. He raised himself cautiously now. It was the animal. He ducked back. At any moment now, he supposed the animal would charge over here and riddle him. It's what Turl would have done. He wondered whether he could get to the hidden explosive charge in the cave and make a grenade out of it. And then he saw he would expose himself if he did so and abandoned the idea. He lay there, panting a little in fear. Taking advantage of trees and boulders, running from one to the next with deadly purpose, Johnny was still trying to get the Brigante who had shot Biddy. The wind was rising. Thunder was sounding amid the gunfire. The slow-flying drone was very near overhead now. Where was that Brigante? Two mercenaries jumped into view in a door and bore down on him with Thompsons. A bullet flicked the side of his neck. Johnny pounded them into rolling balls of dead flesh with the assault rifle. He snapped in a fresh magazine from the bag. The ape he was looking for must have taken refuge back of a wrecked tractor. Johnny probed it with bullets fired to ricochet behind it. Running, he rushed it, firing as he went. There he was. The Brigante ran away. Johnny sighted in on him. The Brigante turned and started to shoot. Johnny sliced him in two with the assault rifle. The sound of the drone grew less. There was no thunder at the moment. Save for the moan of the wind, it seemed strangely quiet. Johnny put another magazine in the assault rifle. He quickly walked over the ground, glancing at one or another of the strewn dead. A mercenary was crawling, trying to get his hands on a Thompson. Johnny put a burst into him. He waited. There seemed to be no sound or movement in the area that would be dangerous. Dancer had broken free in the firing and fled down the slope. Johnny held the assault rifle ready in the crook on his arm. His battle rage died. He went down the slope to Biddy.